WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe right away, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You know what that means. We're here to talk professional wrestling, sports, entertainment. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WGLive, or RackRadioShow.com, and listen live to talk sports, entertainment, Saturday. It's main event this Saturday on NBC and Peacock.
That's right. And other things that we're not going to talk about, because I don't want to talk about them.
Yeah. Other things.
Denial.
Like AEW.
Denial is a beautiful thing, guys. Denial.
Yeah. We should be making picks for AEW.
No. I don't want to.
She's going to have to. But that's an off-stream thing. She doesn't do them on stream.
You maybe once.
We did, because we had no content that day.
Yeah, that's true. We had no content. But we do. Today, y'all, we have content. Like Grock said, we have news, we have notes. We have Saturday night's main event, so we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films at c2.com/MBG1211. And there is some big breaking news that happened today. Thank you, WWE. It appears that WrestleMania 42 is no longer in New Orleans. It's moved. There is some official confirmation that it is no longer in New Orleans. We have gotten that Money in the Bank is set to take place there in 2026. But nobody knows where WrestleMania 42 is going. And this is after The Rock has announced it. This is after the merchandise has been made. which get your collector's items now because it's a WrestleMania that never was.
So here's what's going on. As of now, it's going back to Vegas.
What do you mean it's going back to Vegas? They were just in Vegas.
Going back to Vegas.
They were just in Vegas.
New Orleans is aware that they're going back to Vegas for another go.
They were just in Vegas. Like, legit, they were just in Vegas. Like, what the... How much did the state of Nevada shell out for that? I have to know.
Probably a good amount of money.
They had to have, because it was already announced. Like, I want to know what happened. I want to know the situation and the circumstances that led to this. Because,
there will be a documentary probably of some sort that comes out of it.
Like, because, I mean, in the post-COVID era, right, when everything was completely screwed up and they, like, couldn't honor commitments because other commitments had been made, and so they had to shift manias around that were already announced. Like, that has happened in the past, but that was due to extraordinary circumstances. This is, I need to know what's going on. I'm sorry, I need the tea on this. I want to know the circumstances. I have to know the circumstances, because this is something that, like, they've done the whole announcement. They've made all the merchandise. They've got the logos. They've got, like, everything made that they're going to make right now for WrestleMania in New Orleans. Yeah. Like, it's all set. It's all planned. And to just, like, yank the rug out, granted, it's early enough that they can do it because the tickets haven't gone on sale or anything like that. It's kind of like, uh-huh. Like, the only thing I can figure why they're going back to Vegas, right, is that probably the whole experience really worked for them in terms of being able to put on the event.
They must have. And it's probably Vegas paying a bunch of money to showcase something. There's got to be a reason.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt for the city of Las Vegas that WrestleMania probably brings in, like, what? Close to 100 to 150,000 people, easy. Just for the event, and it's over a week period. You know, that's hotel rooms, that's restaurants, that's the casinos, that's rental cars, that's flights. That's like, it's already a giant boon to any economy it goes into, because it brings in with it a lot of money. Like, for what they're going to pay for it, they're going to get their money back. Mm-hmm. What the return is, I can't promise, but they will at least get their money back, because WrestleMania, I think, generates what, like $100 million at least?
Something like that.
In revenue?
It generates
maybe
a lot.
More.
Yeah.
It generates a lot of money. So I could see why a city like Las Vegas would be like, hey, why don't y'all come back? You know, maybe it was not necessarily like they paid money, but it's, we'll give you a really sweet deal if you come back here. And you bring all of that back with you. Because, I mean, I will say this about WrestleMania. It was a lot. And there was a lot going on with it. But they really did figure out the ideal setup for it in terms of hosting all the events, of having plenty for people to do. And I think one thing that was not so great for independent promotions and stuff like that, who kind of come in and try to, like, feed off that crowd, was WWE did enough that maybe they could minimize some of that to keep people in their sphere. I'm not saying they did it all, but, like, I think there was a reduction in that, because I didn't see as many, like, independent promotions posting that they were doing stuff over WrestleMania weekend in Las Vegas.
No, there were plenty, but it was more low-key than past.
Yeah, I didn't see it as much, but yeah. So, but this is big news. We're going to keep our eye on this, because I'm sure more information will come out. But yeah, that happened today. That was a thing. So moving on, Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Haliburton will be a playable character in WWE 2K25. Haliburton will be part of the Dunks and Destruction DLC pack.
Yeah, that comes out next
month.
They
had fun naming that.
They did. There's still a celebrity to come for the first DLC, which came out last week. So this would be the second DLC pack. So I think there's a couple more basketball players to be announced. Probably one of the Knicks, I'm going to assume, just based on the merch. Jalen Brunson, I would assume, is coming. So they've been playing that up, and it just so happens they're both in the Eastern Conference Finals. So
it's like they planned it. It's a coinky dink of a coinky dink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it so happens to work out that way.
A&E has announced that the competition series.
LFG.
LFG, thank you. There's no competition series. It just says the competition series. Like, which one? That the competition series LFG will return with season 2 premiering on Sunday, June 22nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Big shout out to The Undertaker, who won the first season. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, just that it just ended too. So it's like it's a quick turnaround for them to come back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, they can be looking for talent while all of this is going on. And I think,
yeah,
I don't know how it exactly works, because don't they use people that are already in kind of in the program?
Yeah, they're funneling people they've signed to developmental, and they feed them this way.
So you don't really have to necessarily source the talent. You already have the source of the talent. You just have to identify the prospects that you want to have on the show. You already have the coaches in place. You already have the location in place. Like, you already have everything ready to go. So it is a quick turn in terms of being able to produce the content. But yeah, this will be the last time we see Mickie James, at least for right now, in the show. She's being replaced with Michelle McCool in season 2, which will be interesting.
Yeah, and Mickie James put it out there that the series got renewed for like 3 seasons. So
I mean, I have to imagine it's relatively low cost to produce.
Yeah, it's done in the PC. It's easy stuff.
And Sean's already there, and you just have to bring in the coaches.
Taker lives in the area. Bubba's the only one who probably has to fly in on the regular, so.
Booker T, no, he lives in Texas.
But he comes in for NXT.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And that's when they film it, so.
So it's just Bubba and Taker.
And Taker lives in Florida, I think.
No, I thought probably he lived in Texas still.
Probably for the series.
Although either. He may have a house there.
Yeah.
Why, do we get to go to Taker's house in the series?
I don't know. I've only watched the first episode. It's as far
so
as I got.
We get to go to Taker's house?
I don't think you do.
Damn, nuts. Anyway, so yeah, look forward to that on June 22nd at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
For AEW, All Elite Wrestling announced that the Scotty Bank Arena in Toronto will host AEW All Out on Saturday, September 20th. Tickets for All Out will go on sale Monday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't know why I can't talk today. Via AEWTix.com and Ticketmaster.ca.
So, this is the first, because it's usually in Chicago, but this year, it's in Toronto. And people are like, oh my god, I can't believe they moved away from Chicago. They're doing 6 weeks, six shows in 3 weeks in Chicago. That's why Chicago's not getting it this year.
I was going to say, they're doing a residency there. It's kind of, there's only so much you can get out of an audience in a city, especially financially, with the tight time frame of which they are doing everything. So to do All Out with the residency in the same location is not going to be financially beneficial to anybody involved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know they traditionally do it in Chicago, and good on them for doing it on Chicago, but it's also nice that it's going to travel and it's going to go somewhere else, because All Out and All In are their premier events. So they really, in my opinion, should be moving, because that gets more people excited about the product. Like, to kind of force people to fly into Chicago every year is not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So to take it to Toronto, for example, that's really great for the fans of Canada. It makes it easier travel for them, and that means that you may get a larger audience as a result. And also international, I think, in general. So we'll see. So Double or Nothing is not going to air on Triller TV in the U.S. or Canada.
Yeah, U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico are the three places. Apparently there's some issues with Triller, and apparently they're losing money. Apparently they're going to get, I think they're a publicly traded company. I think I read something about that. And they're going to be unlisted or something soon.
Oh.
And with their deals with Prime Video and PayPerView.com, they're kind of just eliminating some stuff, but it's still available international.
Let's see. Triller/Fight TV is in a real bad financial state. They didn't file their 10-Q, and they're on the verge of being delisted. Their stock is also under $1 per share, so they need someone to buy them right now because they're in trouble. Okay.
Yeah, they're not in a good spot. They're really not.
Okay, I don't want a wrestling news source. I want an actual news source. No offense to wrestling news sources, but I want like a media source to talk about this.
I don't think it's not public knowledge. So
it looks super public.
I don't think a major media outlet's talking about it.
Not yet, but we'll see what happens. Because if they get delisted, that's not a good thing.
Then more will come out of it. Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that one. We'll follow that one.
Indeed.
And last but not least, Mina Shirakawa is officially All Elite. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, let's make her official 5 days before she's in a pay-per-view title match. You know.
I mean, at least they did it.
Mm-hmm. They did. She was working Ring of Honor, but they didn't say officially she's part of the company. Now she is.
Because they've let that one ride before. Like, they're kind of notorious for letting that ride. So the fact that they went ahead and did it, it's like, good for you. Good for y'all. Way to go. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the ball. And moving on to TNA. Ace Austin has officially wrapped up his run with TNA Wrestling. His contract with the company has expired, so may he do well in his future endeavors, if that's a thing.
Yeah, we'll see where he ends up. He may be back with the company. They couldn't come up to an agreement, so his time for now is over. We'll see what happens.
We will indeed see what happens, so best of luck. I want to call him Austin, because you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of another Austin who will not be named. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so good luck, Ace. May you find a happy trail. Blaine Brent?
Yeah.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
This is a sad one. We talked about this on Monday night on the post show, but this is just, to me, this is like super sad. Zoe Stark blew out her knee.
# blame Brent.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
She confirmed it via Twitter that she was out, so
she's out for at least the rest of this year, probably into next year. It's unfortunate timing. Hopefully she can bounce back because it's a second knee injury. So we'll see. It's unfortunate.
We will in fact see. Like, you just, we talked about this a bit on Monday, but just to kind of reiterate, like, you hate it for her because they had just put her back out there after, you know, unfortunately Shayna was let go, and they were kind of like maybe looking to boost her a little bit in a singles run, and this was her first, I think, appearance on TV after Shayna was let go. So it's like the relaunch for her, and it's eerily reminiscent of when I think she debuted in NXT, because when she debuted in NXT, didn't she get hurt really early on in her push?
Yeah.
With the same injury?
I believe so, yeah. Because, yeah, it was a knee injury first. Yeah.
So unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
I hate it for her. I really do. But hopefully she can recover and she can come back stronger and better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
But let's go to break.
Sounds good.
So when we come back, y'all, we will be talking about Saturday night's main event, which is Saturday night. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
But never free, a life that healed the broken heart with all that it gave. Lived the life so endlessly, saw beyond what others see. I tried to heal your broken heart with all that I could. Will you stay?
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. with the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every chance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
I will challenge you.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And we are back to talk all about Saturday night's main event, which is Saturday night live on the Peacocks and the Netflixes, depending on where you live.
And NBC.
And NBC. Yes, on NBC as well. But, you know, it's the other places too. Depending on where you live. Time and availability, check your local listings.
Yes. Ding.
So this is shaping up to be a fun little night. We're going to have some different matches. I don't think some people are really thrilled about some of them.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. They had like 2 weeks to build this, and they've done the best that they can to build this in 2 weeks. So I applaud them for that. So where do you want to start?
Start at the bottom.
Start at the bottom. Okay. Let's talk about Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a steel cage match.
Drew went on Twitter tonight to flex and cut a promo, just so you're aware. There's that.
When you say flex, do you mean like, you know, like verbally flex, or like he actually like
He was Lex he was on in the gym. Twitter. He was in the gym.
Wait, I have to go find this. Hold on. 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 No, Twitter. I do not want to get verified. God damn.
So, but no, this should be the final encounter between these two. It's in a cage. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good battle between the two. It's also time for it to end. I think Drew needs this win. And I think they're setting Drew up for Cena.
That would be an interesting feud.
I think that's where it needs to go. I don't know if it's right away, but I think that's where they need to go.
Just speaking on the topic of Drew and Cena, there's, I think, a lot of unresolved, I'm going to say, just character angst there. Because one could say, based on history, that John Cena is responsible for the fact that Drew McIntyre more or less fell from grace. Because Drew was the chosen one, right? When he debuted. Mm-hmm. And Cena just went right past him and just stole that spot right out from under him. And the result was, you know, Drew McIntyre's eventual downfall and his release from WWE, where he went out on the indies, he reinvented himself, he got himself help, and, you know, he became the person he is now, which is amazing and awesome. And he built himself back up into something that WWE was like, hey, why don't you come back? And that's where we are now. And he's been like that ever since. And he's been doing a fantastic job. My only concern with that is it's heel on heel, which is not a bad thing, but I feel like you'd almost have to have Drew be the baby face, or at least have Drew look at Cena and be like, what the fuck are you doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. With Brent was talking about Drew's kind of leading more baby face a little bit, but not much, but the crowd would get behind Drew if he tells it like it is. They could have some really good fun with it.
Oh yeah, that, like, I think they'd have some really good promo battles.
That could be a SummerSlam match.
That would be a fun SummerSlam match, honestly. It really would. I'd be down. But in terms of this show, in terms of this match, yeah, it's time for the feud to end. I expect this to be exceptionally brutal. We've already kind of seen hints of it based on Backlash and what Drew and Damian did to each other at Backlash. So with them in a steel cage and, you know, basically nothing off the table in terms of violence, I would expect them to sort of go to town with each other. Especially since this should be the finale. In terms of the win, I feel like if you're going to build Drew up for Cena, then yeah, he needs to get a victory over Damian here. And I feel like just in general to maybe get his momentum going a little bit. Like, he has some, but just get it really going again and really start that fire again for him. To sort of have him on a roll when he comes at Cena.
Yeah, I'm going Drew.
I will go Drew as well.
Magical Wheel?
Wrestler 1.
Which is...
Damian Priest.
8-Ball Drew. All signs point to yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go. The inanimate objects are split. We're not split, but the inanimate objects are. Speaking of John Cena, in a non-title contest, John Cena is taking on R-Truth.
This will not be long.
No.
This will be under 10 minutes. This will be... It may even be 2 minutes, honestly. It may be just John Cena hitting a couple AAs and be done with it.
I don't know if I want that, though.
I don't know if I want it, too, but I think that's what it could be.
Like, R-Truth has been with WWE for forever. He left, he came back, and since he came back, he's just been there, right? And he's been so consistent, and he's gotten so much out of the gimmick that he's doing. And he's just, to me, I feel like he deserves his flowers. I feel like he deserves his moment to really, like, show up and show out. Maybe not to get the win, although since it's non-title, he could get a win, hypothetically, over John Cena. I don't think he will. But, like, since it's non-title, you could potentially do it. But I want R-Truth to kind of surprise everybody, because I think he's often dismissed as like the comedy guy, right? And what he's been doing in this feud is he's not been the comedy guy. He's been much more serious, because people don't realize that once upon a time, before the Little Jimmy happened, R-Truth used to be serious. We don't get to see it much anymore, but he used to be able, he used to do that. And I, since he's been doing it here, I would really love for him to just surprise everybody. Like, I don't expect this to be like a barn burner of a match, but I do expect this to be good. And I kind of wouldn't be surprised if John Cena doesn't like make R-Truth look like a million bucks and vice versa. Because obviously Cena is working with the people that he wants to work with. He's working with people that he has a history with, and more or less tying up loose ends with certain characters and character arcs. You know, we saw the final farewell with Randy. Now we're seeing it with R-Truth, because there is history there. So I'm curious to see how they do this. I don't expect this to be go beyond one show, unless they absolutely have to. I fully expect them to move Cena on to his next contender. But in terms of this being a, you know, appearance and him burning an appearance, I'm down. I'm totally down. But I'm going with John Cena. LOL, Cena wins.
R-Truth is going to hit all of Cena's moves. Cena will shrug them all off. He'll AA him. 1, 2, 3. In the middle. John Cena wins. LOL. 8-ball Cena? Outlook not so good. Wheel.
Oh.
Wrestler 2.
I believe that would be R-Truth.
That is R-Truth. So there you go.
There you go.
Wheel of Fun is going R-Truth. And a quick little something. CM Punk and Sami Zayn are taking on Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker in a tag match.
Yeah.
This is sort of like a thrown together. They've been all in each other's business and in each other's lives, and flirting with each other. And we all know that pretty much CM Punk, Sami Zayn, and Seth Rollins do not like each other. And then there's Bron Breakker, who's the really awkward fourth wheel in all of this. And he's just along for the ride.
He's the murder machine. He's just going to go in and murder them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would assume this match opens the show.
It would almost have to, because there's only four. Unless they announce a fifth tomorrow.
Right, they haven't announced a fifth.
That's what's weird about this, is you would have thought they would have set it up Monday night, but they didn't. They didn't set anything up, so it's got to be coming on SmackDown, unless they're only doing four.
Which, in theory, which, they could.
Because, yeah, Damien and, because it's only a two-hour show, right?
Yeah.
So Damien and Drew will take some time. This will take some time. Jay and Logan will probably take a little bit of time, and then they're Cena and R-Truth. So if you divide, if you give them each 30 minutes,
which they're everything. They're not. There'll be a fifth. They'll throw something in there. Yeah, I would kick the show off with this, get the crowd hot. It feels like the heels need a win, this one. Especially with Rollins losing the world title match to Jey Uso.
Yeah.
You gotta get this group on track a little bit. There could be some miscommunication. Sami eats the pin. And even though there isn't miscommunication, I think Sami eats the pin. Because I think you want to make them look strong to continue the program. You gotta have the baby faces wanting to get more revenge.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it. I see the baby faces taking the... Sami taking the loss. They do some reflection come Monday and figure out where they go from there.
Well, it's Sami and Punk really working. These are definitely like put together teams, but Seth and Braun are at least in a faction. This is Sami and Punk kind of coming together and working together. And so I think if you're going to have the miscues, you should have them on Sami and Punk's side versus Seth and Braun. And obviously there will be shenanigans because it's Seth and Braun and they are likely to cheat even just a little bit, especially since it's Seth.
Yeah.
So that will play into this as well. But yeah, just because like you just formed the group with Seth, you just did it. Like you literally just did it. And this is the whole point. Hey, the whole point of this is to really make Braun, like they're putting him with Heyman and Seth to really sort of build him up into something more than he already is, to likely have him become a contender for the main title. I would say within the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonably, he needs the win here because, as you said, he's the murder machine. He's here to just take people out, and that's exactly what he should do in this. Like, you just basically have Seth pointing him at people and being like, go. I feel like that's how that should go,
probably. But I'm going with the heels, Rollins and Bron Breakker to get the win.
Can I call them the slut puppies?
It's your show.
I'm going with the slut puppies.
You do whatever you want on that one. 8-ball, does Sami and Punk win? All signs point to yes, wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2 is the slut puppies.
There you go. Brent, write that down.
Oh, huh?
I said Brent, write that down.
Brent, housekeeping. Do the thing.
Oh, God. And last, but maybe least, the match nobody really wants, but we're going to get Jey Uso versus Logan Paul for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. Everyone's looking forward to a Logan Paul match.
I will say this. If you're going to give Logan the world title shot, you're going to do it, right? This is the perfect time and the perfect event to do it on. It's not WrestleMania. It's not SummerSlam. It's not anything. It is a Saturday night's main event. This is the perfect, like, just perfectly arranged time to do this because we're in that weird, awkward tweener period between Mania and SummerSlam where they're just like, we're just coming out of WrestleMania. We've just had Backlash. They're just starting to kick off the summer storylines. But we have that, like, weird, like, month to 6 week period where it takes them to really get cooking. So this is like the ideal spot to put this because there's literally nothing else going on. So you could just do a one-off if you really want to and move on. And I applaud them for that. I still don't want it, but I applaud them for putting it here.
But who knows if it's a one-off?
Rock, do not put that energy out in the universe, okay? We are staying with this as a one-off. We are manifesting this as a one-off.
But it might not be.
Why you gotta be like this? Why you gotta do this to us, huh?
He's not going away. He's not going away.
I know he's not going away, but he can go do other things that don't involve Jey Uso.
I mean, he can go involve do things with Gunther as a world champion.
No.
If Gunther gets the belt back.
No.
I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying. But you're trying to invoke chaos.
No, Brent wasn't trying to invoke chaos.
Yes, I know Brent was trying to invoke chaos.
I'm just saying, he's not going away. We could all hope and pray he goes away. We could all hope and pray. We all believe.
But can we believe?
I was going to say, as some used to say, believe.
Is there any word on them?
No word.
Like, they were here, and then they're gone.
And then they're gone. They'll be back again. One day. Yeah. Logan Paul has no chance of winning on Saturday. None whatsoever. Jey Uso winning.
I think Jay's just too over. Again, you just, and I mean just, put the title on him. This is a 5-year build to him getting this title. He should, I'm all for moving titles around and like doing different things, but I think in this instance, he should probably hold it for at least a couple months just to sort of like legitimize it, especially coming out of the really hard feud with Gunther. You know, he's proven his legitimacy as a champion. He's proven his mettle as a wrestler. Let him kind of enjoy this and let him kind of have this. And don't put the title on Logan Paul because none of us want it. Please, Hunter, if you hear me, don't do it. Let Jey have his moment, especially since like Jey is just so damn, like, he's so over.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's really over right now. And once you see that start to trail off, then that's when you take the belt off him.
Yeah. Because then
people will want the chase.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be a long reign. It could be like a few months. He doesn't have to hold it for a year, but at least like give him that moment in the sun.
Yeah,
with the title.
Yeah, SummerSlam works.
Yeah, I'm cool with SummerSlam. I could do SummerSlam because we totally get to make that decision, right?
Yeah, they listen to us.
Yeah, he's the mole. Everybody, did you know he's the mole?
That's me.
He'll email them after the show and he'll be like, "Here's all our great ideas."
They've already
heard
them.
That we came up with.
They're listening.
They're listening.
They're listening.
The mic is bugged, everybody.
And everyone listens. They all hear what's going on.
To the intern that has to listen to us talk about this, I'm so sorry. I hope you're having a very pleasant day wherever, whatever's going on around you. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Yeah. We are all going to manifest that Jey Uso is going to win because that is what we desire. So, Hunter. When they put this on your desk in corporate, you know, when you get finished opening up your trading cards and doing other things, when they put this on your desk in corporate, please understand that we all want Jey Uso to win. I'm going Jey Uso too.
Yeet. 8-ball. Yeet. Concentrate and ask him. So we'll spin a wheel and then we'll ask 8-ball to yeet.
Wrestler 1.
I can't concentrate any harder.
8-ball. Yeet. Ask again later.
8-ball.
8-ball. Logan Paul, most likely. It didn't want to tell us.
8-Ball, you're fired. You're grounded. Go to your room. Right now. Go to your room. I'm going to disclaimer this right now. We are not responsible for any bad things that happen on Saturday. I'm just saying, it is not our fault for if bad things happen. Just disclaimering this right now. Just no, not responsible. Okay.
Well, that, I think that's it.
Yeah, we're going to send the 8-Ball to its room, and yeah, we're going to go. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. What we're talking about, I think we're doing true or false. Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday is another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll talk about all things Saturday night's main event. Monday is the Raw Post Show. At 11 p.m. or not 11 p.m. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live for the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Rock Talking Saturday Night's Main Event and more. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rock Radio Show and all social media platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. So search the Rock Radio Show. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item store, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where we have been doing the Honkai Star Rail 3.3 update. I think we're about halfway through it. We will be streaming at some point this weekend. I'm not sure when. So just follow me on Twitter to get notified of when I'm going live. You can also follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok at LynnsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go tell him we said hi, like his stuff, subscribe to his content, you know, just generally tell him he's awesome, because Matt is in fact awesome. So for Rock, I'm Lynnsey Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.